And welcome back to another episode of Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to do a final thoughts and review of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Here with me again is Josh from Gingerflix.
What's up, man? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining me during this entire adventure of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So, yeah, last we spoke was for our mid-season discussion. This show only had 8 episodes, so we got a chunk.
Six.
Oh, really? It felt long. I think
60.
The thing is, this movie felt long because it felt like a long movie, and it was a 6-hour movie. It was and it was like cut up enough. Like, all right, I'm enjoying it to its finale. You're right. We only had 3 weeks. I don't know why. Felt long, but I wish it was a little longer at some points. But it was well fitted to where I like, yes, we got a reasonably good conclusion. The show kind of did what it was meant to do. It was showcasing more of Falcon Sam, really developing Winter Soldier a little bit more. And kind of showing us the world of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what some of the issues are happening after the blip. And I think we got this series really did a good job in showcasing that. And it also did a good job like feeling that if you're not going to watch the series, you don't have to watch this series to understand that Falcon is the new Captain America. If you do, this show is a good series where, like, if you watch it, you'll have a better understanding why Sam is Captain America, why Bucky's and Sam's relationship a lot much more stronger than it was prior to the films. But it's not needed to watch it, but it's a good staple to the series.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I, you know, thinking about it, because obviously Marvel is investing so much into these Disney Plus shows. Like, how many are there? You know, we still got like Loki and Hawkeye and She-Hulk and Miss Marvel, etc. Like, we have so many more coming out. But obviously the real money makers are the movies, right? That's what's been built up over 23, soon to be 24 films or whatever. But, you know, this is a great contained story, those 6 episodes. And it is kind of true. Like, I didn't even think about that until you mentioned it. But if you watch, like, let's say you go Endgame to the next movie that involves Sam and Bucky, let's say, and he's going to be Captain America in the next film, it still just kind of makes sense, because the last you saw him in the movies is Cap giving him the shield, Bucky giving the look like he accepts that Cap's decision, and so now having Sam as Captain America, you kind of be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense, right? You don't really need to watch the series, but I would highly recommend you do, because the series was great. I personally thoroughly enjoyed it more than WandaVision. Each episode was like 45 minutes ish, and each time I was like, oh, I want more of this. Like, give me more. It was so good. Especially, you know what? After we last spoke, the next 3 episodes were like better, in my opinion. Episode 4 and 5 were fantastic. Like, those really hyped up the show for me.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to recap.
Because the last time
head.
We talked, oh crap, I can't remember how episode 3 ended. Oh, it ended with Ayo from Wakanda confronting Bucky.
I think that was a perfect way to for a mid-season thing to do, because it was like it opened up a second half of the film. I think that was a good way to like a mid-season. That's good. It worked for us, the podcasters, to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and then so much happened in the next 3 episodes, you know, between Walker taking the serum, you know, Sam becoming Cap, you know, things like that. This series was definitely more focused on the Sam storyline.
Yeah.
But still, like, it still delivered. Like, yeah. Well, I'm sure we have things to talk about.
We do have things to talk about. But as without giving too many, like, spoilers right now, because for the most part, everyone knows, like, we're going to... It's Sam becoming Captain America and everything.
Yeah.
What would you give this series, this Marvel series, a score overall, as a whole? And as you think, I'll give my score to let you kind of have a time. Because I've been pondering it a little bit after I watched the mm-hmm. finale. So as for me, as a whole, taking consideration like the entire plot and taking consideration of what they were trying to do, and there was a lot of what people consider preachy, but I felt that it was like really well established within the world, and all the action sequences, and I'm gonna give this series a solid 8 out of 10. There's only a few things that I didn't like see fit, and I understand some of the reasons they cut it out, and I can explain during our mm-hmm. talks of what happened, because it's interesting to know that there's some plot that had to change because of what happened last year.
I don't know any of that, so
and it makes sense because this kind of delves into some of the villainy and stuff like that, and like there are some plots with the villains that are like, why are you there? They need a bad guy. And but besides that, a solid eight. And
it's funny because I was borderline 8, 8.5, maybe even pushing a 9. Like I was
almost there too.
Like, but to be honest, this is more so than WandaVision for me. I want to rewatch this whole series now, back to back. I would binge this one because, again, it's I like that political thriller, that spy feel to it. It's kind of that a little bit grounded in nature while still allowing for some fantastical elements within the series. I felt like what's funny though is they tried, like with WandaVision, a lot of its allure was the mystery.
Oh yeah,
right, the mystery on how you know, the different sitcom styles of things, why was that town the way it was, etc. How is Vision alive? Like, there were so many questions right from the get-go, where this one there wasn't many questions. So there were a few things that they kind of left to be a mystery, but people called out the answer right away. Like, sort of like how people called out that Agnes was Agatha Harkness, right? People knew that almost from the get-go. Or like at least maybe episode 3 of WandaVision, and when it is revealed, people are like, yeah, we knew this already. You know? So it wasn't that big of a reveal. And we sort of have that as well in this series, you know, with Sharon Carter.
Yeah.
So it's like,
imagine if the internet wasn't a thing, and that's how you found out, like, oh wow.
Right. If the internet wasn't a thing, we'd be in a totally different era. Like, let me tell you, like, there would be more, but you know what, for this show, for me personally, I have, because on Fridays, for example, like for me, the show doesn't come out till 3 o'clock in the morning. And for the most part, unless it's maybe the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause we're in Eastern Standard Time, right? So it comes out midnight Pacific, I think.
Yes.
Right. So for us Eastern, it comes out at 3 a.m. and usually Friday mornings I'm up early. Well, during the week I'm up early with my daughter and stuff, so I don't get a chance to watch it till Friday night. So I really, really try and avoid spoilers. Like, I don't try and go on Twitter, I don't try and look up anything. I want to be surprised. So unfortunately, you know, or rather fortunately, I guess, I haven't been given so many spoilers before watching it, so it hasn't really ruined my experience. But for other things, you know, yeah, I can't help it. Like, I'll go on Twitter. Like, this was the one show where I'm like, no, I'm gonna avoid spoilers each time. I'm gonna do my best. Except when I saw like Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Who? Oh, she, yeah, we got it.
She was trending last week, and I was like, what? Is she dead? And then, like that was it. I was like, what? Did she die or something? Because, you know, she had breast cancer. So I was like, something happened. And I click on it. I'm like, oh, she's in the Falcon with Winter Soldier. Okay. But that really didn't spoil anything for me. Just that she's in it.
Like,
you know, like, it doesn't, like, I didn't look up who she was. I was like, oh, cool. She's in the show. Great. Awesome. And then seeing when I finally watched it, I was like, oh, she was brilliant. Like, I loved her. I want to see more of her. She needs a whole show. She needs to be the next, like, Amanda Waller.
Ooh, maybe. You never know. We'll get into it a little bit. So what is your final review before we get into some of the talks?
Oh, yeah. So sorry. Yeah. Like I said, I'd probably give it a solid 8 and 8.5, you know, and, like, you know, I could push a 9. I enjoyed the show very much. I think it was... The only thing that disappointed me is, and this is just not even really it's not a storytelling thing, it's not an acting thing, it's not a production thing, it's the fact that I felt that Bucky was kind of nerfed a little bit, and that was
it.
And so that's not even like in the way the show was handled or portrayed. I think they did a great job of it. It's just I wanted Bucky to take some more names.
True.
You know, as the Winter Soldier, when he was evil, the only person that could stand a chance to him was Cap.
Yeah.
You know, even, or T'Challa, like when they're in fighting in, you know, the government building. But
other other well-trained super soldiers, basically.
But it seemed like, well-trained. I feel like that's the more proper word. But when these, like, flag smashers were just taking him down, I'm like, people.
Okay, so let's really get into it. So I think, like I was saying, some of my lower ratings for this is kind of the Flag Smasher storyline, basically. And they're like the quote, the main villain for the most part. And they were, during the first half, I think we talked about it, they were just there. We're given like little plots here and there for us to care about them, but they weren't really significant. I think that's what we said during the first half of our mid-season discussion. And during the second half, right now, for like the last three episodes, we got a little bit more about them and about what's the name of that girl, they said
Carly?
Carly
Morgenthau.
Carly Morgenthau. I don't know why he doesn't sit in my head. Like, she Walker like yells it,
Carly Morgenthau. He's so loud, like, he's so angry.
Exactly. And then kind of her descent,
he's the Hulk,
man. Oh, there you go. His and her descent into like this terrorist level like mindset, because at first it makes sense, she's trying to be a revolutionary and it makes sense, but then she just starts delving deeper and deeper into this level of hatred. But there's points where they make us try to care about her, and it just doesn't sit well. It might be some writing or a time constraint, but there is one thing I do know that they did an article about, is apparently the original plot for the Flag Smashers was the way they were gonna once again like cut the world in half, you know, just like in the blip, and kill half the planet, was they were gonna unleash a virus to kill the world.
Wow.
because of what's happening in the world, they kind of had to cut it from,
they're like, maybe find something else.
Yeah, that's a pretty touchy subject. Like, we have a lot of touchy subjects in the show already. And I'm,
I mean,
like,
that would kind of make sense in that their whole thing is that they've been done wrong since people have been brought back from the blip.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's kind of what it is. I mean, I guess admittedly, I didn't really like the villains that much.
No, yeah.
I cared way more about John Walker and way more about Zemo. Like, it kind of sucked that we saw just like 5 seconds at most of Zemo in this episode.
I don't know. You can get that 1 hour clip of him dancing.
Yeah, right? And I'm down with that. Because, he is something.
He was a character. he was a really good third wheel for Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
He was kind of like an evil version of Leo Getz in Lethal Weapon, the Joe Pesci.
I didn't think about that. That's a good comparison.
That's how I kind of looked at it. It's like, this is like Lethal Weapon. You got, you know, Murtaugh and Riggs, and Riggs literally being called the Lethal Weapon in the movie, and you got Bucky, who is like the assassin, right?
Wow.
And then you get the third wheel Leo Getz, who, well, he was like a witness, I think, in Lethal Weapon 2, and he ends up being... Anyway, it kind of fit that mold. Again, that's why I just love the show. I think the characters, like the main people, so good, handled so well, chemistry done so well, especially like Sam and Bucky, man.
Oh no, yeah, like, wonderful performances all around for those two. Like, yeah, it's like, man.
But Carly, yeah, Carly, like we saw in the last few episodes, you know, you saw that Sam really tried to care about her, and then yeah, I guess. I never put it that she was a teenager. I thought she was maybe 20s.
Like, I understood she was young. Like, yeah, she's young. Like, okay, but teenager? But how are all these adults following this one?
Exactly. Like, that's what I didn't get. Like, when they said she's a teenager, I was like, she's a teen. What adult is going to follow a teenage girl? I don't care if you have super soldier serum. You all have super soldier serum, too. Like, you can take her down. You know what I mean? Like, that was weak. I thought that was weak.
Exactly, like, and right around the time where in the finale when she's gathered around, like, we're gonna kill everyone, all our hostages, and like, let's kind of talk this out as a group. Aren't we a group? Democracy.
Well, that's it.
No.
What does she say? One people or one world or whatever.
Yeah, that's
their. They're all looking at her, and she like threatens them,
and
I just didn't. I just didn't get them. Like, you all have the serum, right? Like, those four people around her, weren't they all super soldiers too?
Yeah.
So she is half their size, and they all have the super soldier serum, and they're like, okay.
We'll follow you. I am.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that was kind of...
So, yeah.
That is the weak spot for me.
Yeah, that's a weak spot. But let's talk a little bit about some of the other side characters, like Walker's character in this one. The second half really, really did a good job, because in the first half we were kind of just joking about him being Dollar City Captain America. He's just like, here's our knockoff, like, and they were really playing him off as him. Like, they did a good job showcasing that he's still nervous of basically taking the mantle, but then he was being very over aggressive, and I know the internet was giving him a lot of hate, and I was like, as far as the actor, and I was like, what? He's just acting. He's doing a good job of us hating him.
Yeah,
this is
what I don't understand about the internet or about people, because so much of what I saw, right, turning online, hate. It's like, people would say hate him as the new Cap, but it's almost like they were praising it as he's the new Steve Rogers, but he's not Steve Rogers. He's another character taking up the mantle of Captain America, and his character is not meant to be liked. Like, that's the problem. He is like a sympathetic guy. Like, you do sympathize with him, but you're not supposed to like him more than Steve Rogers. That's not why his character is designed. Literally, at the end of the episode, episode one, he's introduced, and it's supposed to be a slap in the face to Sam. Like, that's what it is. So, obviously, you're not supposed to be like, ooh, new Cap. You're supposed to be like, what? Who is this? You're supposed to already not like him. And people, I don't think they get that. They're like, no, he's...
No, he like, is Rogers the new is Captain
America. It's like, of course Steve Rogers is better. He's Steve Rogers. Like... different, just a different character.
Exactly.
And then I agree though, episode 4 and 5, his character, you know, fully switched, and I feel like he should have remained a villain until the end of the series, you know, because when he comes back in the finale to fight the Flag Smashers, and then he's given that dilemma to sort of save the people in the van or to continue going after the Flag Smashers, and he saves the people in the van. Like, you see that he's trying to redeem himself a little bit. Like, he's thinking more about his actions. But I was like, no, I feel like that should have been saved. Like, they should have kept him a villain and then start to turn him as, like, an anti-hero later.
Okay, I see what you're getting at. Yeah, it was a weird moment, and you can see I like how they physically showed it. Like, he was like hitting his head, like he was really physically like in struggles in that moment, and I liked how they showcased it. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think it would have been interesting. Yeah, like I think you're right. It would have been more interesting story wise to keep him the villain or the anti-hero until later. But if this is how they're gonna do it, and maybe whatever they have up in Marvel HQ planning for the next part, they probably have something. Let's hope that whatever they chose for U.S. Agent now.
Haven't they said that now there is a confirmed, or at least they're working on Captain America 4?
Let me.
Yeah, I just saw that yesterday. So now, yeah, there is talks of Captain America 4, but with obviously Sam as Cap.
It is in the works, yes.
So yeah, give me a movie with Sam as Cap. You have to have Bucky in it though. You know,
yeah,
unless Captain America 4 is the one going to be called Captain America and the Winter Soldier, or if that's just going to be season 2, like, I don't know. But either way, like, I'm down. And if you have that, you need to have U.S. Agent. Like, make it very in that world, you know, like, grounded a little bit. Like, that's the thing, you know. You have people like Thor who are gonna fight these, and the Guardians who are gonna fight these otherworldly superhuman beings, but you can keep the Captain America movies kind of grounded into the street level, or the, you know, more human elements of the show.
I think Kevin Feige has mentioned that. This is why I kind of brought up the what I said earlier about how the TV shows aren't going to work, because for the most part, moving forward, when they're going to be making these shows, you don't have to watch these shows, because he doesn't want to make it integral for the audience to have to watch these TV shows to watch the films and watch the continuations of said films. Mm-hmm. They're going to be these solidified stories that if you do watch them, you'll have a better understanding of what's happening over there without needing to watch them. Kind of like we mentioned WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, you don't really need to watch these two films to understand what's happening in to those characters, because at Endgame, both those characters, like, WandaVision is still sad that she lost Vision. Like, all of WandaVision, like, brought him back, everything, she's still sad, she still doesn't have Vision. The only thing you don't know, the only thing you wouldn't know is why there's a white Vision. I think that's the only thing you wouldn't like understand. But besides that, Wanda's still sad at the end of WandaVision, she's still struggling. The only thing is
she's looked as a villain.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing. But you can kind of, I think there might be some exposition they could fill in a little bit, like something they have to fill that little gap in. But besides that, you don't really you don't have to watch. And I think that's what they're going to be doing for some of these shows. As far as what Kevin Feige has stated in a couple interviews, is that they're all going to be like solidified little stories within that. If you do watch them, great. And I'm happy about that, because for any audience member who are just moviegoers, that's fine. But for us who really enjoy this world that's being developed, it's like reading notes that we never get to see in movies. Like, there could be so much more, but since there's only like a 2-hour movie, this 6-hour show just fills in so much gap.
And I guess at the same time, though, you'd have to be able to give, you have to give the audience something for watching these shows, you know, like, you have to reward them for watching it, you know, like, so literally taking away from this show, like, you know what, it's funny, like, So yeah, we're, you know, we're gonna talk spoilers and stuff, but you have Sharon Carter is reinstated, right?
Ooh, yeah.
As a marshal or as an agent. But it's funny because at the end of Endgame, I just assumed she was, right? Like I would have.
Yeah, there you go. That's another thing. Like that's another thing. Yeah.
So it's true. Like if she shows up in Captain America 4 and she's just an agent, and you never watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you'd be like, oh, okay, sure, she's back. Like, what, you wouldn't think anything of it, right? So I guess it's true. It's funny. Like they, it is kind of almost clever in a way, the way they do this show, in that there's so many things, like for example Sam's journey to becoming Captain America, that you don't really need to see.
Yeah,
because you just assume after Endgame he's going to be Captain America.
And now, okay, yeah, and then what a journey for Sam to do.
Yeah,
let's talk about Sam's journey here.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's funny is, obviously, like I think, like majority of the world, I was hesitant to see him as Cap, or to see Sam Wilson take on the mantle of Cap, because you know Steve Rogers has been Captain America. Is, first of all, Steve Rogers is Captain America.
Yeah,
like in the comics, the Falcon and Bucky, they've both been Captain America, but they're not Captain America. You know what I mean? They have their runs, but at the end of the day, it goes back to Steve Rogers. Just like Bruce Wayne is Batman, Clark Kent is Superman, right? Peter Parker is Spider-Man. I know you have Miles Morales, but like, you know, these initial characters, they are the character.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, you know, Bruce Banner, he's the Hulk. And I think he has a son called something else, right? So, I was kind of excited, but I was still hesitant to see Sam as Captain America. However, you watch this show, and yeah, I think it was annoying that he gave it up in the first place. But they present you with these questions, because also, I guess this is good. This is what's good writing to me. And again, because I'm a white guy, right? But I never even thought of the fact that Captain America or Steve Rogers gives Sam the shield. I never thought of it as like, oh, he's giving a black man the shield. Like, no, he's giving Sam Wilson, like, he's just giving another character the shield. The skin tone or skin color never came into question with the Falcon. Like, they never mentioned it, you know? It was never part of his evolution as a character. He's Sam Wilson, right? But so this series, you meet Isaiah, who is saying, like, they'll never let a black man be Captain America and all this stuff. And that's his journey. That's his thought. So when you have, and again, they don't really make that a choice. Like, I don't think you ever, like, same thing, like Sam Wilson not taking the shield at first. Well, it was never because of his skin color. You know, it was just because he didn't think he could live up to it. He didn't. Like, it was a lot of other things, right? But then, again, his journey was just, it was long, but it all progressed quite well. And then, you know, he sees how the shield is being tarnished. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can talk about that.
So, yeah, I did enjoy his journey, but, yeah, let's talk about that scene,
that the shield is tarnished. So, this is the episode where Lamar gets murdered. That was a very, very turning scene, and I really like, really, when I saw Walker like smash the shield, and that the image of him standing with the shield all bloody, that was such a well done shot, because it gave me this chill, like I've never thought I was gonna see a bloody shield like that.
No, like, and it was never. Like,
and the first thing I thought was like, wow. And then second thought, that's a really nice shot. And
yeah, I would put that up there as an iconic shot for Marvel.
Yeah.
Him standing with a bloody shield, like, and in a bad way, you know, like the way they did it was so good. And what I didn't understand, I guess, like, this is, I guess this is why I didn't think they were going to sort of redeem John Walker yet, because the very next episode, you see that they have that massive fight, the three of them, right? John, Bucky, and Sam, which is fantastic. That fight.
Oh yeah, that was such a good scene.
It was excellent, you know? And again, you see that John Walker's a beast. And this is why I was like, oh man, Bucky's getting trashed.
Yeah, the nerf.
You know, because in this world, they made it seem sort of that the super soldier serum was the same for everybody. Like, everyone sort of has the same strength level. Where I think in the comics, first of all, Bucky's not even a super soldier. And John Walker is, like, way stronger than Cap. He's supposed to be able to lift, like, 10 tons or something, like, huge. As far as I know, because I've never really read any of the comics with him. But he has this fight, and then he, you know, he gets discharged or whatever.
Was a good scene. That was a good scene.
Again, I loved it because they're giving you more of his backstory. They're letting you sympathize with the character. And then, you know, then you see him from there. He's talking to Lamar's parents and they keep asking, was that the guy? Did he do it? And John knows that wasn't the guy. And he keeps saying, no, it was him. And I got him. Like, I just lost it, you know, once Lamar got killed. But I was like, that's not the one who killed Lamar. Like, you know this. And so I'm like, why are you continuing to say? So that's why, like, he's still lying in that episode. And then you see at the end, he's making the shield. And it's more like a big middle finger to the government that he's, you know, he's gonna still be his version of Cap, right? But then you, like, it just seemed right away he sort of flipped and started doing good things. Like, I don't know. It's felt it was a little quick. But still, like, still not bad by any means. Like, not bad. Just for me, I felt like, okay, he's fighting them again, and okay, now he's saving people. Okay, now he's all right. Now he's like hanging back. You know, like, I don't know. I thought it was just a bit much, sort of.
But overall, that scene and the journey for Paul Walker was interesting. Not Paul Walker, John Walker.
Paul Walker came back.
There's a meme I watched this morning. It's like it mentioned. Anyways, but that kind of really, like, because that scene where you get the shield smashed and all bloody, the world saw that. It was like the camera. Everyone had their phones out and everything. That was good because
And I guess that's what I meant to say. Like, that's it. Like, literally, this is like a day or two after this all went down.
And
like, people still remember him killing this guy with the shield. It's literally on the internet in that world. So, yeah, that's why I thought it was so strange that right away, people are cool with him right now. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Getting back to like Sam, but that was good because Sam saw that scene we saw, a bloody shield and everything, and like, and I was like, how is Sam and Bucky too, how are they gonna take that? Because then we get the fight situation. Hey bro, we need the shield back. You need to calm down, because both Bucky and Sam are soldiers, and Sam understands because he used to be, was it a PTSD?
He worked with like veterans,
and he kind of like he knew, like, because one, they saw Lamar die. And then he saw this scene where he murdered him. Like, and then I think Sam's like, oh, he's on edge. We need to settle him down. And then, like, yeah. But then that's like, you're seeing a soldier fall into descent. And Sam understands, like, okay, he is struggling. And I don't think at this point, we don't know. Did they know that he had the super soldier serum in him?
Okay. Yeah, because they see him earlier in the fight. He kicks somebody and sends them flying.
Oh, yeah, they do. Okay.
Falcon's like, what did you do?
There you go. Good. Okay, yeah, I didn't notice that. I gotta remember. Like I said, we gotta rewatch. That'll be fun. It's a good show to rewatch. But that's another thing, like, Sam's, like, has to think, like, there's a lot to the mantle of this shield. There's a lot more meaning to the shield than he originally thought because of what, when he met Isaiah. So from his initial doubts of taking the mantle to then learning more of the history of the Super Soldier Serum. Oh God, that's a tongue twister. And the history of how, basically there's a lot of history to becoming Captain America. And then his final, we should kind of mention the whole boat montage. That was like, it was a fun moment of just Bucky and Sam just kind of becoming friends, but they don't even say that. They kind of like were co-workers. Yeah. Or it's like,
it was a nice moment of like levity in the show when you knew the finale, like things were gonna go down. Yeah. You knew that. So that whole montage in episode 5 where they're just, you know, the community's coming together to fix the boat, and then the two of them are kind of joking around, they're playing ball basically with the shield, you know.
I didn't think about that. That's funny.
Like, literally, that's what it is, because it's more after that when Sam is on his own that he's doing actual like training with it. But before that, it's just they're kind of like throwing a disc around. It's like playing frisbee with the shield, you know. I mean that scene was very designed, or was designed, I would say, to again give you more interaction between Bucky and Sam. What was great is we've gotten a lot of, with this one series, we've gotten animosity between the two of them. You know, you get resentment from Bucky because Sam gave up the shield, and then again that also comes to a head sort of in episode 5 when he says like that shield is like the only family I have left, and I'm like, family? Like, I'm not thinking of that at all. Like, and he says that because, you know, that was Steve's, and he's like, that's the only family I got left, and that you gave it away, it feels like that was the last thing given away. I have his book, but, you know, so again, it's more backstory, it's more motivation behind the actions, and it's handled really well. And I think that's part of the writing, but also just the delivery between these two guys.
Okay, yeah. Then let's kind of delve into the Bucky side of things now, then, because we start Bucky off with him in therapy and everything, kind of playing it off a little bit, doing his own form of therapy, kind of, yeah, like righting the wrongs. But then never really, because what I liked is how they had this like older gentleman in the beginning, and I think it was episode 1 where he's kind of having drinks with them, and they kind of finally settle it in the final episode. I like how it was something, a small little nod in the beginning, and then at the end they kind of,
you knew they were going to kind of come back to that. So, you know, in episode 1 you find out at the end of the first episode that he basically killed that man's son. So you're like, okay. And at the end, in episode 5, Sam basically says, you need to go and give these people closure. Only you like, there is things that happen that only you can fix. And by apologizing, by helping them close that chapter of their life or whatever. And I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get more of a talk with this guy.
Like, when they kind of closed the door and everything?
Like, it was so short. And that, I mean, that's one little thing I have with the finale is that Sam goes on this long speech. So long. Like, don't get me wrong, it's relevant. And but he says things like, every day I wear this shield. I'm like, dude, you've been Captain America for half an hour. What are you talking about?
Keep going. I'm gonna look up I think someone wrote out the speech. Continue.
Yeah, like he says, every day I go out there and there's people that hate me for it. I'm like, this is the first time you're going out as Captain America. What are you talking about? But like, again, the message was great. You know, we can do better. And, you know, it was a very positive, and again, it shows you that Sam he's smart, because he's been trying to talk down Carly. He's been trying to talk down John Walker. He's trying to talk down the Senate or whatever. And because he
says. He's like, I don't have super soldier serum. But I'm also like, dude, you have a vibranium shield and wings and a drone. Like, you have, you might not have super soldier serum, but you have weapons that people don't have. So you can chill for a sec. But then again, the message is great, and Bucky, you know, he says some nice job, Cap, and that moment was beautiful. I love that when he taps him on the back of the shield with his arm, and I was like, yes, like, I love this. But then, yeah, I wanted to see more of that interaction between Bucky and the guy, like the Asian guy. Like, he says to him, it was the Winter Soldier, and I'm the Winter Soldier. And like, we all know why he did it. We all know it was because he was brainwashed with Hydra. Like, we know that as an audience, but I guess it's more, I wanted to see just that interaction. Like, how is that guy processing this information? You know,
that would have been a very fantastic, like, being an actor. Like, that scene would have been fantastic if they did play it out.
Yeah,
that would have been, because it was starting. You could see yeah, it
exactly. It was like, and it was just like the beginning of the conversation. You saw Sebastian Stan. He started tearing up a bit, and you're like, okay, good. Like, this now. Okay, now we're getting into like a little bit of meat here with Bucky, and then. Done. And I was like, maybe he slowed down the episode. Could have.
But it was
meaning too much, but.
Yeah.
But look, they gave Sam that. No, I was going to say, I'm hoping they do a season. That Bucky's like, that was the Winter Soldier, and that he's like disassociating himself from the Winter Soldier, but at the end he said, I am the Winter Soldier. So it's like, I would like to see him kind of taking the role of the Winter Soldier and flipping it from the world's deadliest assassin. To now being, I think that would be smart. And then it can be him righting more wrongs. Like, maybe there's way more people.
That was a very long speech. It was a good speech, but it was a very long speech. And I know a lot of people have a lot of criticism on that speech.
Oh.
Because everyone's saying, I personally thought that was a really good speech. Marvel's not getting preachy, okay? Like, that's some stuff that happens in the real world, and you have some issues, okay? Because we never really get to see the landscape of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's some bad guy or something happening, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, this is showing the world for what... And it's like, okay, you really have to open your eyes for something. And I know people are mad about it, and then be mad, you know. Then this is your problem at that point. But I found the line you were talking about. See here, this is the quote for Sam, the beginning of his like main monologue. So it says, quote, "I'm a black man carrying the stars and stripes. What don't I understand? Every time I pick up this thing, I know there are millions of people out there who are going to hate me for it." End quote. There's more, but yeah. So that's
there's more. He says like right after, he's like, even now I can still feel it, like with people around him. No, like the quote is good, the message is great. And he says, every time I pick up this shield, it felt like
no one has seen you pick up the shield until now.
I think it would have been better if every time I will pick up the shield, I think there's exactly, just, like there's, one, there's one yeah. word missing. There's one word missing.
Yeah, it's like every time. Yeah, from now on, or like when I pick up this shield. You know, just, like just, when yeah. I pick it, like, you know. Yeah, it's just because it just seemed like he'd already been Cap. Like he'd been struggling as Cap already. But I'm like, you haven't called yourself Captain America until the beginning of this episode.
I remember there's that one scene when he flies off and like, there's Black Falcon.
Yeah.
No, that's Captain America. Like, okay, like, whatever. Yeah, that's the one. Like, that's the one cringy line. Sure, whatever. The rest of
I didn't really like that either.
But it was like yeah, fine, whatever. I'll give that one.
No, and that's what I thought too. I kind of rolled my eyes at that one.
Yeah.
Like the problem, and this is not with the show, but it's kind of with like this world. Like our world in general. I mean, just look.
Yeah.
You know, BLM is a very important movement. And it's, you know, it's real. Like it is a real thing. And I believe that. But when you have a character like Sam, like, again, it wasn't until the show that I even thought about the fact that he's a black man carrying the shield. To me, he was just another character. Like, it had nothing to do with his race.
Oh, no, that's right? True. I think.
And that's how Cap, and that's why I feel like Cap gave him the shield, because he just knows him. He's like, you're a good man, take the shield. Like, it had nothing to do with skin color.
Yeah, and I think even Bucky's character announced it. I didn't know the problem of Steve handing a black man the shield. Even Bucky mentions it too.
Yeah, he says that neither of us like thought about it. So,
and I think the best way to
go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. And I think there's another thing to us, the audience, from watching Endgame and all the talks, because we already knew that Chris Evans' character's contract was done. So we all knew, like, okay, he's done with Captain America. And us as the audience are like, okay, we know there's going to be another Captain America, and we already knew it's either going to be Falcon or it's going to be Bucky. Like we had an understanding, like, and then as we continue watching it, it's probably gonna be Sam. So we as the audience were already prepared for it to like, okay, well, he's gonna get it. And when he got the shield at the end of Endgame, yeah, that makes sense. And but then getting into the show, like, wow, there's a lot more to interpret character wise for Sam picking up the shield. And even I knew there was going to be a lot of issues for Sam picking up the shield as Captain America, because there are people that are just not going to watch moving forward because of that. And if people do that, they're fucking stupid, because we know for the most part that the stories are going to continue. They're probably going to be reasonably good stories. They've been reasonably good stories so far. There hasn't been really that many, I'm going to say, quote, bad Marvel movies or even shows for the most part. There's been some here and there, but there haven't been bad ones. They've been, for the most part, okay to really good. And but there was going to be a lot of like people hating, I'm going to say hating, on Sam being the new Captain America. And I think Falcon and the Winter Soldier showcase, like, there are going to be people hate. It's like they're announcing it. People are going to hate it, but he's going to take it with stride. And I'm like,
yeah,
good job. Yeah. Like, good. Yeah. You know, that's, I'm glad that Marvel themselves showed it. Like, yeah, we know, the company knows that that's how people are going to take it, but they're going to keep going. And that was an interesting way. I didn't think about it until I'm thinking about it right now. It's like, yeah. And if people think that's freaky,
well, then this is, say, here's the problem though.
Go.
This is the problem that we're going to talk about. So, hey, it's awesome that Sam Wilson is Cap, right? And I don't mean Anthony Mackie. I mean, it's the
cool, this is Sam Wilson's Cap. However, Steve Rogers is Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, and we have heard that Chris Evans is supposed to come back. Now,
multiverse,
whatever. Like, you're gonna have people that are like, Sam Wilson is the best Captain America, right? You're gonna have people saying that this is the best version of Cap, this is the real Cap. And as soon as you say, no, Steve Rogers is the real Cap, you're gonna be called, no, you're racist or something.
Yeah,
and that's, and like I said, that's not the show. The show did not do that because they have made that Sam Wilson is not your stereotypical like black character. You know, we can learn more of his struggles, but the way he has been handled, like I said, like from the get-go, from the first time he's introduced in The Winter Soldier, we never talk about his race. He's just a character. We just see him progress as a person. Like, you know, they never mention you're Captain America because you're a white man. Like, there's nothing, it has nothing to do with it. And again, him getting the shield at the end of Endgame, I never even thought about it. I was like, cool, Falcon's been Captain America in the comics before. Cool, he's going to be Captain America now. Great. And then you have people like Isaiah who, you know, he gives us that line in episode 5. He says, they will never let a black man be Captain America. And any self-respecting black man wouldn't want to be. So that it's like,
That was a strong line.
That was intense. And again, you see that Sam is thinking about it, but he's like, no, you're wrong. Right? Like, you're wrong. My journey's not your journey. Right? Like, that's the way he thinks about it. So anyway, the point is, it's just like getting to our world. It's now that Anthony Mackie is playing Sam Wilson, is Captain America. As soon as you say, I miss Steve Rogers.
Is it saying that, or are you saying you miss Chris Evans?
It could be both. Like, either way, both. Right? I miss Steve Rogers as Cap, or I miss Chris Evans as Steve Rogers as Cap.
So,
kind of going to be labeled, oh, you just don't want to see a black man as Cap. It's like, no, but he's not the Cap.
Here's another good thing as far as, like lore, big lore wise, like, you can watch the entirety of the first three phases of the movie from you can start with Hulk, but like Iron Man, all the way to Endgame, and you don't have to watch anything for it because the whole thing is a good chunk of lore. You don't have to watch anything moving forward. Mm-hmm. But if you do, it's its own thing, and I like that because then moving forward, you can just watch, well, what's the first movie coming out?
Black Widow.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, Black Widow.
Oh, okay. Wait a second.
It's Black Widow and then Shang-Chi.
Okay, yeah. That's another movie that's getting a lot of criticism, and that's something to talk about later. Yeah.
I saw the trailer. It looks cool. I'm down.
It looks cool. We can talk off camera.
We got a Canadian dude.
Yeah. But as far as this show, great. We all think it's a great film. Not great film, great show. They really pushed a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think, really. Like you said, we never really thought about it, of the struggles that were popping up. I never thought they were gonna mention it, and like, okay, but when it was like, oh, this is the route they're going, interesting. And there's people I watch on YouTube that review, that were doing like episode reviews and everything. There's this one specific black creator who I was watching, and for him it really hit home a lot, and I was like, wow, that was interesting to see his point of view of it. Just because for individuals like them, it's just a lot, and I think it means a lot more. It means a lot more for them than it did for us, because that's their reality, and it's like, you know what, you know, if that's something, yeah. Because another thing moving forward, there, like, we did bring up Shang-Chi. Watching the trailer was fantastic. I'm looking forward to Kung Fu those were my, like, next to watching westerns with my dad, the next other thing was kung fu movies. Watching yes. Jet Li or Jackie Chan films were what me and my dad yeah. did watch a lot. Give us this bad dub thing. Like, just
and I grew up watching Bruce Lee, you know. Yeah. I remember watching Enter the Dragon, you know. I know that came out like way before I was born, but I had the VHS of that. I used to watch Enter the Dragon. I think I had renting Game of Death. Is that the one with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I don't even know that one.
Yeah.
I might have to look that up.
Yeah,
okay.
Because there's that iconic, it's that iconic fight of Bruce Lee against Kareem. And it's fantastic, you know? And then, you know, and then he's introduced, and then it's him fighting Chuck Norris and all
that. Oh, is it that one? I've only seen clips.
I think that's a different one. I can't remember now. I haven't seen them in so long, but yeah, I used to watch those. But it's true, yeah, these kung fu movies were.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But it's like, saying that, like, adding Shang-Chi to the new lineup of what I saw when they showcased it. I watched it first thing. I was like one of the first 10 minutes watched it, and then I was kind of going through Twitter, seeing everything, because they posted it on the birthday of the main actor. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
And they posted, and I was like, oh, that's cool. That's sweet and everything. I kind of refreshed it a little bit, because it was, that's what everything was happening that day. It was like, that's the big trendy thing. And there was this one tweet that got posted of, like, we all watch reactions, or I do. Every time I watch something, I usually spend an hour watching other people react to it, just because I love seeing people's reactions. And there was this, like, reaction of this little kid watching the trailer, and the mom said, like, yeah, he's been rewatching this trailer for, like, 20 minutes. And, like, I do that sometimes. But he was so overjoyed, because he... Once the kind of the title says, the little Marvel thing we all know now, Marvel, he like said, isn't that the Avenger sign? And then the little kid's like, can I be an Avenger? Yes. Yeah. Like, anyone can be an Avenger. And like, that's sweet for like, because there's really no representation as far as I can remember at the moment. And I know there's a meme of, oh, who's Captain America? Not Captain, who's Doctor Strange's partner?
Wong.
They're like, everyone's like, what about Wong? Like, it's a meme, but they're pushing out more diversity, because when you really think about it, they kind of did do it a little bit. They did showcase it in Endgame. There's like these three men, white men fighting Thanos, and then there's like little things of like, here's the female team and things like that. But now there's going to be a more diverse cast, and I'm looking forward to that. And just going into it, we're going to have Sam Wilson, Captain America. I don't know what's going to happen now. It's weird.
Yeah, I guess
at this point, we don't know.
Topic for another day, right?
I'm looking forward to, the show was great. Worth a rewatch, the entire thing. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you kind of want to finish off, kind of this episode?
Well, it's funny. Show? I mean, I did a quick thing like almost the middle of the night last night on my TikTok. My review was mainly just, I really caught this in the last episode or the finale. It's like everything had to do with labels. The whole show was labels. You know, or monikers or titles or whatever, you know. Like with Cap or with Sam Wilson, I'm Captain America. Then the one guy called him, that's Black Falcon. No, that's Captain America, right? John Walker, the whole time, I'm Captain America. It's like, no, you're not, right? And then at the end, he's like, I'm US agent or whatever. And then even with Sharon Carter, you're the power broker, right? And then even when Sam was giving that speech, these terrorists, they're not terrorists, let's call them something else, you know. The whole episode had to do, or, and then even Bucky, I am the Winter Soldier, like everything had to do with a label in this episode. I was like, were you really trying to
push that? Like, what was the deal with that, you know? Some of it, I completely agree with. Hey, cool. I am Captain America. I'm the Winter Soldier. I'm U.S. agent, blah, blah, blah. She's the power broker. When it came to the terrorists, though, it's like, are you saying we have to not call terrorists anymore? Because from what I understand, a lot of these terrorists are just fighting for what they believe in. You know, this can be a whole other debate.
There's a whole thing.
You know, with some of the stuff that's happened in the world over the last, not even a decade, for example, you know, and there's countless things, but, you know, what Carly did, if people didn't die, if she wasn't trying to murder innocent people, I would say, okay, you don't have to call them terrorists. But the fact is, she did murder a bunch of people. She blew up a building. She, you know, like, people died because of her. Maybe not call her a terrorist if there's a lesser word. You know, she's definitely misguided. Her fight was for something greater than herself. Also, yeah, when she said to Bucky, "Have you ever fought for something bigger than yourself?" He fought Thanos. He tried to save the world, literally, twice, you know? So, yeah, he has. Sorry, just letting you know. Like, just letting you know, he actually has fought for something much bigger than himself.
Yeah.
You know, so I found that kind of strange. But yeah, so I guess that would be my thing when I was thinking about, like, all these labels. And, okay, yeah, maybe you don't have to label all terrorists, but if they intentionally cause innocent people to die, they gotta be called something.
No, yeah, that was the weird part. I'm not gonna lie, you're not the only one. When he said, like, I'm looking at the speech at the moment, because there's a lot. That speech is long, just kind of rereading it as you're saying it. I'm trying to find it, but yeah, they were terrorists at the end. They were terrorists.
They were trying to murder those people in the van. In the helicopter.
They started as revolutionaries trying to do what they believed in. And that worked. It made sense.
Revolutionary, then, maybe.
And but it's, I think that was, I think, another thing is, like, labels, once again, because you can kind of take that into some things that are happening in the world right now. It's like people are taking on movements, think like that, and there's good eggs and bad eggs in it who are pushing things too far. Even in our world today, there are movements that are helpful to the cause, but then there's extremists that...
Yeah, just, maybe extremists?
That hurt the cause, basically, and then, like... Then the label changes from this positive movement to, like, oh, you're part of that movement. I heard they're destroying and murdering.
And, like, yeah, oh. I think that's just it. Like, okay, if you believe in something and no one has to die for it, then sure, you can be called whatever. But as soon as you start intentionally killing people, you know, she didn't mean to kill Lamar in that fight, but she killed other people. She blew up, like, a building or a car or whatever it was.
Like, I think that's...
Like, you caused people to die. So...
That's another thing. Is like, I think that's the issue with the flag smashers for this show. Is like, they had a lot of potential to showcase that these were people trying to help the people. Because there were places, like, you were showing, like, the whole part where they're in the... Not the compound. Like, the housing. And you're seeing, like, they're helping. Like, I wish they showed more. They could have been showing, like, a lot more, like, the flag smashers are trying to help the people who are being relocated and things like that, and see them a little bit more descend into these extremists. But we just kind of got these little... I understand the issue with whatever the plot they were going to do. They had to change it.
I think what they could have done, what I thought they were going to do, because they kind of maybe alluded to it, I thought that Carly, you know, she was going to start to go off the deep end a little more, which she was, you know, considering killing all these people. And you know, the other guy that was with her, I can't remember his name because I don't even know if they ever mentioned it, but the guy that's with her, the tall dude with the long hair, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to end up stopping her.
Yeah, something.
I thought he was going to do something. Like, I thought he was going to, or at least try and talk her down along with Sam. You know, like, Sam's going to talk her down. And then it was going to be like almost like a stereotypical movie fight where she's going to have the Flag Smashers behind her and she's going to be like, kill them or get them. Or, and then finally they're going to be like, no, we can't do this. You know, like,
something, yeah.
And then instead, they all just die, right?
And that's what I was gonna say. That's another interesting scene. Is like when you get this. Like, I didn't think that was gonna. I thought they were gonna, like, oh, they're gonna come back later because of the military guy saying like, one world, one people. Like, they're gonna come back. And then like, a few seconds later, boom! And like, what the fuck happened? And then you get this moment. Like, and then like,
and, so, and that
the
was
Butler Zemo? Did it. Like, that was Zemo. Yeah. That was Zemo's butler.
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah, you were confused too for a second, right? I had to I was like, who is that?
Why did he even say it? Like, one world, one people, and then, like, it's just to get them to go, all right, thumbs up, and then they all die anyway. I don't know.
It was weird, but, you know, seeing Zemo for that little last thing and hearing the oh yeah, the bunch of the Flag Smashers. Did they announce them that they were called Flag Smashers? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyways, and seeing kind of his job is complete. His goal of destroying the super soldiers, that's it. They're, for the most part, they're all dead except Bucky and John.
Is Zemo gonna go after Bucky?
I don't think so.
He crossed his name off the list in the book.
I think they're kind of done. I want to see what might happen. Would they bring back Zemo? Because I would love to see that actor portray him again. I want to.
Like I said, I think with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, with Val, the Contessa, whatever she is.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about her at all, did we?
She needs to make a team with John Walker.
It's going to be the Dark Avengers.
John Walker, Zemo, the Abomination, because he's supposed to be on the raft, right? I think the Abomination's there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. Interesting. You know what's interesting about her character is originally she was supposed to be first seen in Black Widow, and I'm like, I wonder how that would have been if we saw her there first and then got her in this one. But
it would have made her cameo less surprising, I guess.
I don't know. I would not have expected her to be in, because when she showed up, like, Elaine, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought. It was like,
what I thought too. But I loved it though. Like, I want to see. I can't wait. I really hope she just. They got to get going with this new team, with whatever it is.
Phase 4 moving forward, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of new moving pieces now.
That would be I'm sorry, I'm just thinking.
Go for it.
But like, that would be sick if they're doing a Captain America 4. Yo, because the last Captain America was Civil War, you know, and I still think that movie's fantastic. But if they do another Civil War style, but it's Sam's Avengers versus the Dark Avengers.
That is, but I think we won't get that until probably Captain America 5 or something.
Or the next Avengers movie, when it's literally just like a team versus a team. Because they've never really done that in an Avengers movie. It's always been like one villain.
Like a real Avengers movie, not like a Captain America Avengers movie. Okay.
Yeah, if they make like another official Avengers movie and it's called the Dark, like Avengers, the Dark Avengers or something like that.
Or something. Oh, that'll be good. But we gotta build up the rosters now, because we don't have a roster for each team anymore, really. Because I don't even think we don't officially have Avengers anymore. Like, the Avengers aren't our thing yet. There's no team. It's just everyone's on their own. So it's now time to build up those rosters again and see who's on whose team and go from there. And I'm, you know, it's interesting now that I'm thinking about it. We finally got the line of Avengers assembled at the end of Endgame. Mm-hmm. And there's no more Avengers now.
Yeah, we got it once. We got it once throughout this whole thing.
And now there are no Avengers now. All right. Any final thoughts then, Moonk? Because, whoa, that was a good talk.
Yeah. No, I'm good, man. I just hope they make, you know, that sequel series, Captain America and the Winter Soldier, and
that was a good kind of closing thing. I barely noticed it. I had to rewind it when they said it wasn't Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it was Captain America and the Winter Soldier. I'm like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Then everyone, thanks you for listening. If you've listened to us, like, praise, gripe, and everything about this show. If you want to hear some more of our thoughts in kind of a shorter format, if you listened this far, you can check us out on our TikToks, because Josh did a wonderful little mini review on his TikTok, which I listened to beforehand. And I'm starting to do those now. Thanks to you, I'm starting to do those myself on TikTok, if you probably saw. Because I kind of like that short format, just a quick mini thing. So if you want to just have mini ones, go check us out there on TikTok. If anything else, check our other social medias. And yeah, also don't forget to check out, if you want to hear more movie reviews, go check out Josh and Joey on Gingerflix. But yeah, Josh, thank you for joining me for this series, and maybe Joey can join us for the next Loki one. If not,
I was gonna say, yeah, for Loki, for Hawkeye, who knows?
Oh, so much. If not, yeah, it'll probably just be you and me again, just nerding out.
That's what we do. I'm down.
All right, then, guys. Thank you for listening or watching. Until next time. See you.